Oh, hello there. It's the titular Matt Stewart letting you know that I'm going to be in Sydney, Australia, and then Brisbane, Australia, doing short runs of my show, Dryer Dryer. Sydney from the 8th to the 12th of May, Brisbane from the 16th to the 19th of May. Hey, but also, you might not know this, I'm doing a live Who Knew It with Matt Stewart in Sydney on the 13th of May and in Brisbane on the 14th of May. Holy moly, am I looking forward to these shows. Please get tickets for all of these now. If you use the discount code DOGOON, that might work. I'm not sure, but worth a try. Really hope to see you there. Sydney especially, please come along. Brisbane also, though you're buying tickets earlier, better. Sydney lift, please. All right, I'll see you soon now. On with the show.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everybody, welcome to Josh Jones's Hot Tips. It's a bonus episode on the Who Knew It feed. I'm here with Josh Jones.
Hello.
Over from Manchester.
Yes.
UK. You're here for the comedy festival. And how's your show been going?
Yeah, it's been going all right. It's been nice. It's my first time here, so we've had to figuring out what doesn't work here as well as
what kind of
too local.
Don't.
I had a routine about carrots that didn't really work here. But I think that was a bit weird. I've got a bit about football.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
That doesn't work either?
I don't think it will.
It's just like the code.
I ended up on a TV show in the UK talking about football and I have no references of football.
Right. So that seems like that should work. It's a general idea.
But I need to talk about the players and the shit. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? Do you know who Gary Neville is?
I've heard of Gary Neville. He's like a commentator.
But he were a footballer for United.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he's sort of different to the others. Is he the guy who's like maybe less problematic than your average or something?
Well, yeah, he's not too bad. He actually is currently a judge on a dragon on Dragon's Den.
Really?
Yeah, so he's an investor. He's a business investor now.
And
yeah.
People aren't getting these Dragon Den references. Old soccer players.
Yeah, well, I've not mentioned that he's in Dragon's Den on stage recently because I only figured that out the other day saw him on Dragon's Den.
Have you been seeing shows while you've been here?
Yeah, I've seen a few, but everyone I've seen, I think, has left.
Oh, yeah.
So I can recommend some stuff that I've seen. Have you ever seen Downton?
Downton?
Downton Abbey.
Oh, no.
I recommend that.
Oh, yeah, TV show Downton Abbey. Yeah. Okay.
Recommend some British TV shows you might not have heard of.
Yeah, sure. What else?
Scott and Bailey. Yeah, it's two female detectives in Manchester solving crime and balancing family life. That was great.
Have you been on?
Have I been on it?
Yeah.
No, I would cry. I've seen the actress Saran Jones, who she's basically like our Meryl Streep. That's quite fair to say. She's the best actress in the UK. Well, one of.
What's her name?
Saran Jones.
Saran Jones.
Yep, she's done many things. She started off in Coronation Street playing Karen. Yeah.
I've seen her and things.
Yeah, she's great.
She's great. She's a cop in this.
Yeah, she's a cop. And
this is the kind of thing. People come... What's your show here called again? It's like...
New Order.
New Order.
Yeah.
And it's the annual show here where three of the best. And actually, your two castmates are here with us.
I know, they just sat away from the mics.
I think they weren't... Yeah, I don't think they wanted to
be involved
in this in your hot tips at all.
I thought we weren't meant to speak.
Me too, that's
what
I
didn't know. We were doing a good job of not stealing the limelight, but the limelight's up for grabs. Well, I'll have a bit.
I mean...
Josh, there's a rule that Josh said that when he speaks, the entire month we're not allowed to speak at the same time.
Okay. Yeah, he said, if someone asks me a question, just let me, and then I'll tell you when to speak.
We're both having a terrible time.
When we're backstage, I actually make them face the other wall.
Yeah.
They're not allowed to look at me.
Uh-huh.
I wrap them up in a blanket and then shove them under the cupboard.
But then you can be kind because sometimes they give us crumbs and stuff. So he is a good leader.
The truth is I'm the only one here who's cooked for the others.
Yeah, that is true.
You are sharing accommodation.
I am the nicest one. I'm the mother hen.
Yeah.
Is there any competitiveness with how you go in the show? Does the running order change and stuff like that?
No.
I think it's been pretty consistent in terms of if someone's had a good one, chances are someone else had a good one.
Yeah.
I think what I found is that if we struggle together.
Yeah. If one of us has struggled, we've all struggled. And maybe someone's struggled.
We've not died yet, though. We've all had
speak for yourself.
We've all had an all right one. It's been, in the UK, when we're doing festivals there, we're doing hours every year. We're doing 20 minutes each, We're on holiday.
Yeah.
It's not hard work, is it?
Yeah.
So, doesn't matter.
Are you working on new stuff?
Yeah, because we've got to get our new shows together. So, I have been doing a little bit of new while we've been here, yeah.
You got the name ready for Edinburgh yet?
Yeah. Well, I actually wanted to call mine Skids, but then I was talked out of it. So, now I'm going to call it Put a Sock in It.
Oh, yeah.
Because Skids, do you know what Skids means?
I know it means different things.
Yeah. Skid marks.
Skid marks.
That's what it sounds like. Is that the idea?
Show skid marks. But that's horrible.
No, somehow you got choked out of it.
2 weeks into the... Yeah, but
sure you're not being sabotaged?
I thought it was just quite silly. And I just thought, well, no one's going to come. That would weed out all the people who are the theatre goers who want to be like...
Or anyone who doesn't like thinking about shit. Which is, I believe, everyone.
But I'm going to call it Put a Sock in It.
That's classic title.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, you've just got to come up with the title before you wrote the fucking thing. Yes. What have you got your...
Yeah, Stomp.
Stomp.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What does that mean? No one knows.
Yeah. That's clever, right?
You can. Yeah, exactly. Like, I think I really wanted to do something that summed up, rather than the show, like, just what I'm like on stage.
Yeah.
Because then you could just be super vague with it. Yeah.
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 It's a great title. It's really good.
That's what I've done that in the past. I did 3 shows in a row that were called just versions of Dry. Like Pretty Dry, Dry Ginger Male.
Yeah.
Bone Dry.
Yeah.
In that way, because you've got to name them 6 months earlier or something.
And then did you get a bit more experimental on stage and just call yourself Moist or Wet?
Wet, the Wet Boy Hour.
Yeah. Stuff like that. Yeah, yeah, I did. That's the next show, actually. Yeah. I hadn't thought of one yet, but that's pretty good.
Yeah.
Wet. Soaking. Wet, sopping.
Yeah.
Sopping comedy.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not bad. What about,
I love titles.
1,000 Liters of Laughter.
Yeah, that's great. And yours is always, you've got...
I like titles a lot. I think, I kind of think about them more than I think about the jokes of the show. So, this one is called... Of All People.
That's pretty good. Yeah. I like that.
Pretty good.
I like that.
Thank you.
That's fantastic.
Thank you so much. No, I think...
Look, I tend to understate things. That's the best name I've ever heard.
I wanted to... originally, I wanted to... But you have to find like a title that matches your vibe, right? Because it's got to be like Stomp. That's so good. But I originally wanted to call it... Sorry to Name Drop, because it would be like Celia Abid and Sorry to Name Drop.
That's fun.
But it's not really my vibe. It's not. I could write for another vibe.
Yeah. So, well, people in the UK should be go see your shows over there, obviously. Nearly all of UK goes to Edinburgh, right? In August?
Whoa, no.
The whole UK.
There's pretty much the whole of... That does like double the Edinburgh population.
Yeah, 70 million people.
Every single place.
And it's people from all over the world that come.
Yes.
I'd never heard of the Edinburgh Fringe till I did stand-up.
Right.
That is quite...
That's interesting.
Well, I think a lot of working class people haven't got a fucking clue about it. It's quite a class thing. It's so expensive that mainly the people that go are middle class.
Yeah.
You don't get as many working class people unless they're from there.
And it's more and more expensive, right?
You can go on to Benidorm for a week for the same price as going to Edinburgh for like 3 days.
Yeah, yeah.
I should be really upselling it because we're doing shows there. But I'd go Benidorm.
Oh, I mean,
over it.
Honestly, very middle class audience on this show.
I'm doing a run of shows in Benidorm.
What is Benidorm?
Oh, you don't know Benidorm?
Why would Josh, we're at the other side of the world.
But it's a big.
It's a place, yeah, which is incredibly English. Oh, it's like a yeah. part of Spain where only yeah. English right. people go.
Oh, so yeah, all the English people go there and holiday there. You just get absolutely shit-faced
yeah.
for a week.
Oh, that's
it's funny
fun.
That like...
It's like the new Ibiza or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's more like it's a bit more like... cringy and camp, but in a great way.
It's kind of funny that like the English stopped colonizing unless they go on holiday.
Yeah.
You really take over.
Oh, sick. So the show for people listening in Melbourne anyway, what time's the show on here?
It's 9 p.m. At the Powder Room.
At the Powder 8 p.m. on Sundays.
8 p.m. on Sundays, and we've got Mondays off. So if
no
you want to hang out with us then... We could go for a poke bowl.
This works so well because I'm doing a split show as well with Sorrent Jaimana, and we're on at 7:15. So at the Grace Darling. So people can come to both of our shows
so
in one night.
People, yeah, exactly. Yeah. Yeah. Working together.
I'll walk them all over to the show.
And
after
get them to sit exactly in the same way they sat at
yes.
your show.
And if it worked, otherwise we'll rejig it for you.
Yeah. Our room is like a 500 seat.
Yeah, same.
500 seater sold out.
Oh, okay, well, yeah.
I'm trying to lie and make it like so people buy tickets.
They might have opened up a few more tickets.
Yeah,
yeah.
There'd be yeah. the last few.
Yeah,
last
you need to get on it now. Do not risk it. Get the tickets right now.
To avoid disappointment.
Really, and I think I'd love if you do go along to call out during Josh's set and say, do the carrot bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I will do it if someone does do that.
Yeah, great.
But I need signal because I have to play something from my phone.
So bring some kind of portable like
yeah,
just
data bring Wi-Fi because there's no Wi-Fi in that building for yeah. me. So
okay,
yeah. What are those boxes with Wi-Fi on?
I don't know. What are they called? Like a modem?
Yeah, a modem. Are they widgets?
A widget.
Something like
good.
That.
Yeah.
But yeah, that'd be great. People should go see the show. And any hot tips before we go? I don't know if we've given any apart from Downtown Alley.
I saw Martin.
Downton Abbey. You've not heard of Downton?
No, I have, but I did.
Yeah, Downton Abbey.
Downton Abbey.
And Scott and Bailey.
Okay, I'm going to check out Scott and Bailey.
You should do.
Yeah.
We've all seen Martin Urbano, which is really
that
good.
That was amazing.
So
but
funny.
But he's gone back to America.
Well, I mean... You know, we've got at least one listener in Boise, Idaho, so coming past.
I think I'd like to recommend Sarah Keyworth.
They're an amazing
comic.
Yeah.
I also would like to recommend, I mean, I think he's sold out. Ray O'Leary is so funny.
So funny. He's been on this before.
He's his show made me excited about stand-up again.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's so funny.
Wow, that's awesome.
Also, I saw that John Cruikshank guy.
He was so funny.
Yeah.
And I have a list of people. I would check out
Rob Orton. Lara.
Fern. If you have this ticket for Fern, go and see.
Fern Brady, Larry Dean, Chloe Pets.
All the British ones.
Yeah.
But we've not seen them while we've been here because we've seen them at home. Oh. But we can still recommend because we have seen them.
Yeah, definitely.
We saw that girl, Abby Howell, do five, like a story time thing.
Was
she was so
the
funny.
The one from New Zealand.
Yeah,
she was so funny. I want to go watch her show. I was so excited when I saw her.
She was so good.
We were clashing with her at our, because we switched venues this week, but. Yeah, I'll be able to see her now. That's a good reminder.
I think I'm just naming the people that are big here because, but then they're new to me, so it's exciting.
Well, of course. Yeah. But they'll be new to listeners as well, you know.
That I saw at first, Melanie Bracewell was so funny. Her jokes were so good. And I'm just going to see loads of people I've never seen before, but I'll recommend them. When I've seen them.
Yeah, I mean, they can follow you on your social media. I'm sure you'll be tweeting about them or whatever.
Oh,
tweeting
yeah.
that people... We're in 2014, right?
I'll be MySpacing about them.
MySpacing?
I'll be adding them to my best friends on MySpace.
Well, thank you so much for joining us here on Josh Jones's Hot Tips. Josh, how do we always close out the show again?
Peace out. Bye. I was drinking water, so sorry. Goodbye.
Wawa.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.